Welcome to Fusion, a podcast for Relay FM members where I normally talk to hosts from various shows about a single topic, but today we're doing something a little bit different. My name is Stephen Hackett, and this month I am joined by Kathy Campbell. Kathy is the co-host of Roboism here on Relay FM, as well as our community manager. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Stephen.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I get to talk to my buddy Stephen today.
We're going to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, so you have, over the last couple of months, have grown your reach within Relay. You joined a show, which is super awesome, and we have named you our community manager, but you've been helping Relay behind the scenes for quite a long time, and we can talk about that. But first, yeah. I wanted to let you introduce yourself to people who may not know you.
Yeah. So I am Kathy Campbell. You can find me on all of the social medias as Mrs. Soup. Last name Campbell, Campbell like the soup, all ties together. I can hear the like ding of brains putting it together in the audience right now. I love when I get that recognition of what my like kind of social media tag hits. Like it just makes me really happy when people figure it out. It's really fun.
It took me years. And just like one day I looked at a tweet of yours and I was like, oh, I get it.
Right? It's so much fun when people figure it out, and I love it. It's kind of a little, you know, Easter egg, I guess. But I am a unicorn in real life. Basically, I started my business helping people because it fills my cup in ways that nothing else does, being able to help people. And I figured I might as well get paid for it too. And so I've grown this from, you know, just I was working a regular job and I was committing time theft and helping businesses on the side. And then we had a fairly significant health incident with my husband, which pushed me even further to be able to work from home. So it's been 10 years since my husband had his massive stroke. And in that time, I managed to grow my business to the point where I now am 100% full-time working from home for myself and my clients. And I'm really lucky that I get to do what I do and get to help some really incredible companies and Relay. Just kidding. Relay's pretty incredible. And I'm really so happy to help Relay. I've been a fan since it started. I started out with the Pen Addict when it was on 5x5, and then when it was transitioning to, you know, Relay, I was like, oh, there's other shows out there, and I would hang out in the chat and get to meet people in person, and it was just really cool that I've kind of just like Glitter, I get stuck with everyone and you can't get rid of me now. I'm sorry.
So what was your background? How did you end up being somebody who wanted to help various businesses with their work?
My degree is in sociology. And in that, I realized how like societies work, which kind of bled over into how companies get created and how people will start a business and they'll be like, I'm going to make widgets. I love making widgets. I have a great idea for a widget. I'm going to make this widget and it's going to be good. But when it comes to how to do the business around the widget, like how to send invoices or how to keep track of money or how to do marketing or any of these things, a lot of times people that are starting a small business don't necessarily know how to do them or don't know that it's something that needs to be done until something traumatic happens or something massive, and then they learn, oh shoot, I have to pay taxes or whatever. And I really like being able to connect with these people that are passionate about what they do and they really believe and love the thing that put them into business, but don't necessarily know other pieces of it. And so through the years, I started out working just with photographers. That's where I started and learned kind of how to ask questions to people to find out what they really need. From there, I realized I could help so many other people too. And so expanded further to help more industries. And in that expansion, I learned how much I had learned myself from different podcasts or books or courses or things that I could then turn around and contribute to my clients directly. And instead of recognizing that no business is a one size fits all, everything is different, and yet the base foundations of how to run a business are all the same. So just kind of the school of life has helped me come in and help people.
I think a lot of people who are creative, who then turn that creativity into a business, really struggle with that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think you starting out and finding success working with photographers makes a lot of sense. and that's really how, you know, how we were. I had to learn so much so quickly, you know, even though, you know, Mike and I are equal partners, we're a U.S. company. And so all the back office, you know, and the administration fell to me, and we were lucky enough to have a CPA and an attorney and do all this stuff. But not everyone comes into that easily, you know, and there's still times now, 7 years into this, I'm like, oh, I wonder how we should do this, you know?
Right.
So I totally get it. And I think it can be very challenging, because if you just want to take what you're good at and like turn it into a business, some of the stuff does sneak up on you. And like all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where you need X, Y, or Z, and you just don't know how to go about it.
And when you start a business too, a lot of times you are passionate about a certain thing, but you may know how to do bookkeeping, or you may know how to, you know, send invoices and stuff, but you don't like it. You aren't good at it. It takes a lot of energy. So you end up either putting it off or trying to make things as easy as possible, which ends up sometimes becoming more difficult because you just want to get it done, and then you make mistakes and it gets frustrating. And so why not send it to somebody that either does enjoy it or is really good at it, that can take that off your plate? So then you have all of this extra energy that you were putting into your bookkeeping that you can then create those widgets or write the book or whatever it is that you do. Outsourcing is so important to be able to grow, but also to become happier with yourself and the business that you're creating.
That's really where your story with Relay begins. And we've known each other a long time just through the internet.
Yeah.
I remember like years ago, you gave me a ride somewhere at XOXO and you didn't murder me in your car. So thank you.
I didn't murder anybody that you know of.
Oh wow. You just keep saying troubling things.
We'll cut that out. Yeah.
But, you know, as of a couple of years ago, I was still doing so much of the administration work. And so kind of behind the scenes, Mike and Carrie sell the advertising. They deal with those contracts. But when money comes in, that's on me to make sure that invoices get marked as paid and we pay everybody out on time. You know, all of our hosts make their cuts of the ads. And that was growing to be a very big piece of machinery within the business, and one that it was well-defined enough that I finally felt comfortable sort of finding somebody to come in and help me with that stuff. And you were very gracious and said yes when we talked. Very quickly, I realized that, oh gosh, like Kathy can do anything. And so over time, your input and influence has become invaluable to me and to Mike. So thank you as one of your clients.
Thank you.
but with Relay, I'd like to think at least that at least like the community manager part of it is a little bit different from some of the stuff you do with other folks. How do you think about that? How did you approach it when we first talked about it?
Yeah, there's something really special about the audience of the Relay Network. Because I've kind of been here from the beginning in an audience aspect, I've been able to see the people that stick around with the network, that stick around with the hosts, that stick around with the shows. And there's an innate sense of kind of kindness that's in place, partially because of the types of shows and the friendliness of the hosts that allow listeners of it to have this kind of parasocial relationship of, oh, hey, I want to take so-and-so out for drinks. Like, let's hang out. Let's go get coffee. That sort of feeling in the network as a whole. And when the Discord happened and allows members to get to know each other, it really like expanded the feel of like at XOXO hanging out on the table, you got to meet the host, but also other fans of the show. And the community part of Relay has always just been so fascinating to me. When you see somebody wearing a Relay shirt in the wild, it's just like, oh my goodness, I have a connection with them. And so now there's a place for that. And being able to be a part of building that community, like, fill something in my heart that I didn't know I really wanted. So by being able to be a part of the community and help that guidance, more than just at the very base level of here are fans of the show, but like how the hosts can view that connection or how it fits into the network as a whole is just really, really special. And I'm really honored to be in this part for a network and a company that I really like love so much.
It's very nice.
Sorry to make you cry, but like I love what you guys do and I'm really honored to be able to be a part of it.
Don't spread rumors that I cried. Don't do that.
No, of course not.
Yeah, and that's something that has happened organically throughout Relay's lifetime. It definitely wasn't something that we just set out to make good shows, and the rest of it we've been fortunate enough to kind of happen. And not that we haven't tried to grow it and to shepherd it, but so much of that comes from just who we get to work with, right? That we get to work with a bunch of awesome people and make cool things together. And when we wanted to redo the membership program, and it really was about a year ago, we started talking about it because it was the beginning of the pandemic. And we realized that we had this membership program. It could be so much more. We wanted to do more with it for a while. And the pandemic was really the impetus for doing that. And this would not have worked as well as it has without our audience being awesome too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Discord has been up and running now for 9 months, 8 or 9 months, and I've had really, I can count on one hand the number of like issues that we've had. Yeah. Because everyone is respectful and kind and willing to give each other the benefit of the doubt and to really be part of a community. And that's really how I think about Relay now is, yeah, it's a network of shows, like it's this business, but it is only because of the community and audience that the shows have that that's even possible, right?
Yeah, and I think that mindset and the acknowledgement of the listeners of the show is important. They're your clients. They're your customers. They're the people. Like, yes, you're obviously doing the shows for you and you are passionate about what you're doing and you wouldn't record shows that you're not interested in. Like if suddenly you wake up tomorrow and you like don't care about space, which obviously is never going to happen. But like if you and Jason decided, I'm not really interested in space anymore, Liftoff would just retire and that's okay. But the audience that listens to the show is what makes the money, mm-hmm. kind of. Like, that's where the income comes from, the ability to have an audience. And so the fact that you, as creators, but also the owners of the business, are able to recognize and acknowledge that makes a difference. Because, yes, you're doing it for yourself, but ultimately, financially, you're doing it for the community. And embracing that and letting it not necessarily make decisions for you, but have a part of that decision-making conversation, I feel, is really vital anytime you have a business like this.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And it is this unique, it feels unique to the medium of podcasting almost, that there is this like great back and forth with the audience. Because, you know, think about like TV. Okay, well, TV is basically just one way. You can write on the internet and get feedback and stuff, but because podcasts are this audio thing, and people can listen for years on end, like it builds a different type of relationship, I think, that I have found to be unique.
You're having this audio in your ears in a very intimate way. And you're building these relationships, because podcasting, when listening to podcasts, is not a very public or like group setting. Mm-hmm. Yes, live, you know, listening to a live show and being able to be in the chat during live shows is one thing, but most of the time you're by yourself. You might listen in the car or, you know, with a partner or something, but you're not necessarily going to, okay, everyone, well, especially not in COVID times, but like, you're not going to say, okay, friends, let's come over, we're going to listen to Connected. Like, that doesn't necessarily happen, which lets you feel like you are, you know, the fourth person on a Connected show. Just yourself. And so you get that really personal and intimate connection with podcasts that you don't get with television, that you don't get necessarily with movies, that you don't necessarily like music or, you know, listening on the radio. It's not as intimate as podcasts seem to be.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, thinking about the musician angle, you can hear somebody, you know, sing or even see them do shows, but then like you watch an interview with them, or maybe they have their own podcast. Several artists have done over the last year, because the touring industry has all but disappeared. And like, you get to know them better, and you can understand where their art comes from. And it is interesting to me to experience that as someone who's very often on the other side of it. But I think it's a totally real thing. And again, that's where like I'm thankful for the community that Relay has, because it has formed in a way that is based on like positivity. And I mean, how many times like in the Discord or like on the MPU forums have I seen like someone like, hey, I'm having this problem with something, and like three people like band together to help them figure it out. And it's not a explaining it to them sort of thing, but hey, let's work on it together and figure it out. This is what I've tried, this is my experience. And like those little interactions, like you add them up over 9 months in the Discord, and it is really something pretty cool.
It's pretty special.
So you do your own fair bit of podcasting, though. So you are have joined Roboism with Alex Cox. Tell us a little bit about sort of the rebooted Roboism.
Yeah. So it's funny, because Alex asked me if I would host with them, and I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not as passionate about robots as you are. I don't want to come in and like, you know, be dragging you down. And then over the next couple days, I had saved like 18 different links for podcast related things to talk about. And then we recorded our first episode, and I apparently have some very deep seated thoughts about robots that I had never really verbalized. And so it's like, oh, okay, robots are deeper in my soul than I expected. Okay, cool. I can do this. And so we talk about robots and tech and isms, but mostly robots, and kind of how robots and robotics and automation are deeply rooted in human society and how they can benefit or cause harm, and just kind of deeply conversating about robots as a top level that gets discussed, you know, many offshoots and other conversations happen. And it's fun because I get to talk to my friend Alex, and I just am really excited.
So what you're saying is robots have always been part of your heart. You just didn't know it.
It's true. It's true. If I...
I'm glad Relay could help you work through that. That's good.
Yeah. Thanks, Relay.
You also spend a lot of time over on The Incomparable.
I do. I actually started my podcasting journey over there when my friend Gene McDonald invited me to do a podcast about Orphan Black. And I had never seen it. She was extremely passionate about it. And we watched episode by episode. And it was an incredible project. And I'm so thankful that Gene kind of held my hand through it, but also that it brought me into the community of The Incomparable as a whole, and being able to ask questions and learn things about the podcasting medium, but also get another community of really great people. And then I was able to launch my first show by myself through there called Friends in Your Ears, where I talk to podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. And that has also helped me grow just with the idea of what podcasting is and what it can be. And it's been 3 years now, I think, for that show. And I'm just so excited about it still. And I've outsourced pieces of that. I have somebody that does my scheduling because I realized that I had a lot of imposter syndrome asking people to be on my show. I was like, okay, you have a podcast, will you come be on my show? I know you don't know me, but like, would you come and talk to me, please? And like, I was like, no, I need to. So hiring somebody to help me do that was huge, because Vanessa contacts these people randomly and talks to them and has all of that communication. And then we get to come on together and meet for the first time and just geek out about podcasts for 45 minutes, which is really great. And it makes me so happy every time I get done with an episode, because I'm like, oh my gosh, there's two more people that like podcasts. And I'm like, duh, of course people like podcasts. It's around, but it's been super fun. And then getting to be a part of like game shows on The Incomparable and Agent of Smooch, where we talk about romance media, is super fun. And just podcasts has deeply seeped into my daily life in a way that I never would have imagined 5 years ago.
Funny how you start one and then it just takes over.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened to all of us. So I get it.
It's true.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, inviting me to hang out and, getting to know, I guess, a little bit more about me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So if you're in the Discord, you'll see Kathy. She's in there a bunch. If you're a member and you're not in the Discord, like, what are you doing? It's super awesome in there. Come hang out.
Come and hang out with the cool, fun kids.
You can log in from relay.fm/membership. There in the sidebar, there's a link. So be sure to do that. Kathy, where can people find you out on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me. All of my social media handles are Mrs. Soup, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, any of that. I have a website, kathycampbell.com, which has links out to all of the things that I do. Or you can visit relay.fm/roboism.
Well, until next month. Bye, y'all.